23rd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 1,405 vehicles were destroyed when a fire broke out and engulfed a parking garage at Luton Airport. The blaze, which occurred on the 10th of October, began on the third level of the car park Terminal 2 with flames erupting into the night sky. An effort is now underway to carefully begin the removal of about 100 cars. Airport administrators discussed the fact that the destabilised structure may be damaged beyond repair and will likely be demolished. A 500-metre direct air rail tunnel, which runs in close proximity to the garage, caused the temporary suspension of the service between Luton Airport Parkway train station and the airport. Shuttle buses were used as a replacement. DART operation has since been restored. Dunstable Premier Inn patron Vicky Hills has received an apology from the company following a bed bug attack which left her itchy, in pain and requiring antibiotics. A representative of the hotel chain offered Miss Hills a full £78 refund plus £312 in additional compensation. Figures from 2020, the latest available information provided by the Office of National Statistics, have revealed income differences across various areas of Bedfordshire. Households in Bidnam and Bromham were shown to be in the upper earnings bracket, taking home close to £61,000 annually. On the low end was Bury Park, Luton, with a yearly pay of £33,000, which is £1,000 above the national average. Construction of a new Leighton Buzzard Leisure Centre could eventually lead to the creation of around 85 jobs. The new facility was originally conceived as a replacement for Linslade's Tiddenfoot Leisure Centre, which will now remain in operation to serve western areas of the town. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.